I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill, 99.9 KISW.
Man was arrested after he stripped naked and went to town on himself in a cemetery on several occasions. He said he's sorry, and he promised he will never do it again.
It shouldn't be that hard.
Raymond James Stafford was also spotted performing a sex act that involved an electronic toothbrush at a cemetery in Australia. He is 67 years old. He was snagged in a joint operation.
Mm-hmm.
They've been trying to get this guy for a while. They had some plainclothes officers and a dog squad in the area. He apparently was performing a sex act also with the electronic toothbrush placed in a location. Yes. Many people saw him. Many people reported him. They just never were able to catch him. There are shrubbery and woods in that cemetery, and that is my instructions on why he went there. He thought he might have not been able to be seen. However, he was seen by a number of people. They say, according to his psychologist, he has issues with compulsive sexual behavior.
Yeah, if you're masturbating in a cemetery with the additional use of an electric toothbrush, I believe that to be true.
He went to jail for 2 months.
That's it?
Yep, 2 months.
2 months?
He said, told the court judge, I'll never do it again. I promise. What were you not expecting to see that day? 206-421-ROCK.
Let's see. We got a couple of comments here. It says, working the drive-thru at Arby's, I saw a kangaroo in the back of a truck eat a curly fry. On vacation at the L.A. Zoo, watching the orangutans, and they started with a stranger next to me. It was my high school math teacher. I hadn't seen him in 20 years. That's pretty cool. Hmm. Someone else says, one day back in high school, I was over at a friend's house. We were going to spend the night. Saw his mother completely naked. I saw everything. It was awesome.
What were you not expecting to see that day? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
So I drive for tow trucks, and I got called into an accident one evening, and when I showed up, the fire department has cut the roof, all four doors, and the steering wheel off of this car to get this gentleman out.
So you never seen a car peeled open like a can?
No, never.
What, I mean, was it that the car completely collapsed on this guy? Did you see the guy at all?
No, they had the guy removed before we got there, but you can tell that they were pinned in pretty good, so...
I mean, is there stuff like blood and hair all over the place, or what?
Sometimes we get to pick up cars like that.
Do they warn you before you get to a scene of certain accidents to kind of be prepared for seeing something?
Not at all. No, they just tell us there's an accident, and we show up, and that's kind of when we get the shock and awe.
Jeez Louise, man! So well,
okay, what if you're on I-5 and the whole thing's backed up and you can't get through? What do you do?
We usually go like around on the shoulder. I mean, we use our, you know, lights and everything else like that. Just try to get through as best as we can.
Okay. Now let me ask you this. How many times have you just been stuck in traffic, didn't have anywhere to go, flipped on your lights and rode on the shoulder?
Never, unfortunately.
Sure.
Really?
Never.
Come on. I'm like, I would. I mean, you can. No one. It's like we said, just put on an orange vest, a hard hat, and walk into any business. No one questions you, right?
Lord.
It's the same thing. No one's going to say, hey, where are you going, tow truck driver? I don't believe you. We believe you.
I mean, you're in a commercially, you know, vehicle, you know, so we're labeled up and everything.
Do you pull over for a tow truck?
It's not that you pull over, but if he flips on his light and goes on the shoulder, if anyone else goes on the shoulder, everyone's angry, right? If a tow truck goes by with its lights on, you just assume that it's some good guy like Eric here, not some jackass like me.
Eric, have you ever towed the wrong car?
No.
Okay.
Never towed the wrong car.
All right, and what is the toughest tow job you've had? So in other words, you show up at the scene, the accident's so bad, you're thinking like, what am I supposed to do with this?
You know, it's pretty much like when people get stuck, we have to use, you know, winch them out of like big ravine ditches, things like that. Those jobs are pretty tough.
Okay.
Long hours.
What about somebody else that calls to get somebody else's car towed? You know what I mean? It's in front of their driveway or whatever. Have you ever been in a situation where someone comes back, you've got the car up, and they've just lost their mind?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it happens about daily.
Oh, really? Okay.
So, but the rule is, once you get the car up, there's nothing that, like, I couldn't even write you the fee right there for your tow. You can't even put the car down. Can you?
Yeah, no, yeah. You could just pay the impound fee right there on the spot, and I'll drop the car.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
Do you take cash?
Yep. Cash, card.
Okay.
You want to pay.
I wish cops would do that.
And look, dude, I know you popped me for speeding. I've admitted to it. I got a $90 ticket, whatever the hell it is. Like, man, can I just give this to you?
Just give me the little thing that the waiter or the waitress gives you. Where you stick your card in there, like at McDonald's now, they just put that thing out the window.
Oh, yeah.
Just stick your card in there.
I mean, honestly, or at least give the option. You know, if a cop said, look, man, you're going to get the ticket. And, like, if you're not going to contest it, you know, I got a square, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I would say 99% of the time.
I mean, it's got to cut the paperwork in half. I just admitted guilt.
Right.
There's no other processing that needs to be done, right?
Right, and I could still opt out and go to court, correct?
I could.
Yeah. But if you did want to opt out, you wouldn't pay it.
Right.
So, but if you did, it's just like it's done.
I'm opting in. Yeah. I mean, just pay it now. I really think that'd be a great idea. I mean, honestly. Mm-hmm.
Oh, $121? Do you mind if I put in a $10 tip for you? I think you're doing a great job.
Probably
need 15.
That'd be bribery.
You probably need 15. They'll pay it.
But isn't that kind of what paying a fine is? Like, well, I get pulled over for speeding, all right? And I owe, again, we'll go back. I owe $90. Basically, all I'm doing is greasing your palm to make this go away. Because if I don't pay it, you make this. But I'm no safer of a driver because I gave it to you. There's no thing. I'm just giving you bail, right? You were so dangerous for putting you behind bars. Oh, you got 6 G's? Well, all right. I mean,
yeah,
they made it legal, but it's still a bribe. Like, this dude is no better of a person because I paid the goddamn bail.
For an example, you get a server. They're attractive, right?
Mm.
Okay.
Do you tip them?
What's his name?
His name is
Petey.
His name is Hunter.
Hunter?
23 years old, young, good-looking, strapping.
All
you know,
right.
Metabolism still in check. Good-looking man. Do you give him more money?
Hunter?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on his service.
Is his service as good?
Yeah.
All right, now we got Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Doug gives you the same service, but Doug's shirt's untucked. You know, Doug's doing the best he can. Do you give Doug the same tip?
It's not, the service isn't any better.
Nope.
Probably tipping Hunter more.
You're going to tip Hunter a little more.
I mean, I would
do the same with the officer. You know, like, oh man, I've never had a female cop pull me over before. Baby, I'm going to give you $20. You call me baby?
$30.
$30.
$30.
I like the idea of being like, I was going to tip you, but your gig line or whatever is all messed up here. Let's line that up, son.
Exactly.
I think it'd be a fair deal. Like, look, hey man, all right, I'm going to pay the ticket. I'm going to give you a $20 tip. Reason why, I'm going to slow down, but I'm still going to speed. You just let that go.
Mm-hmm.
I'll stop going 85. You let me go 70. Here's $20. But it's a tip.
I'm so embarrassed that you're in that undercover car that I'm going to give you more money.
So obvious.
So sorry that they gave you that.
How much would you offer? Because, Miles, you've always wanted to touch the mustache of a cop. They told you it'd be assault and I will arrest you. I remember this. But how much would you give them to touch the mustache?
I would ask if it's I-5, typically motorcycle cops. Between here and Tacoma, I would ask if I could ride bitch on their motorcycle to the next exit. Come on, man. It's got plenty of room.
Come on,
it's
dude.
A sweet bike. You don't want to need a helmet.
Let me ride bitch.
Yeah.
I'm a cop now.
Just circle around, man. Just give me one ride. Just
pull that person over.
Those bikes are sweet,
it's
man.
Just a ride along.
Yeah.
It just happens to be on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
You're riding cupcake on a motorcycle.
that's not
a good look for anybody.
Spread my legs out. Woo-wee. Grab them up here. You're like, yeah. What were you not expecting to see that day? 206-421-ROCK.
I'll hold you around the chest.
Oh, baby. I'm going to hold your hips.
Hello, Jim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. My parents, 86 and 87 years old. He used to work in the oil rigs. I walked in and he was laying pipe.
with
well, thank
mom.
You for the call. Mike says, be short and quick and get to the punchline.
No, I like this. I like
exactly.
this. 88 and 87 years old. He's having sex. That's what, 175 years of sex right there, man. Yeah. Let that sink in.
I wonder what happens at the end.
I'm telling you, he falls asleep.
Like, just dust shoots out?
Cobwebs.
All dried up. Mike was happy about that one. Or you're not expecting to see that day. 206-4200-ROCK.
I like that he still got in what he did for a living.
Yeah.
I know.
He's in there laying pipe. It's what he did, too. But I mean sex.
We got you.
We follow, brother. Hello, Zeke. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
So I'm driving down Highway 7, and, you know, jaywalkers all the time. You gotta love it. And I see this guy really miscalculate this jaywalk. Tons of cars on the road. I'm like, uh-oh. So I look in my rearview mirror, and bam, he gets hit by a car. The car's trying to slow down, but he flies like 6 feet in the air, does a full flip. I'm like, oh, that was unexpected. But what really was unexpected was he just jumps up and runs away, like jaywalking faster than he started.
Damn. I'm guessing meth or heroin, because the one dude I saw get hit by a car was a friend of mine who is on heroin. Same general thing, flips up in the air. Is it possible to get hit by a car and not do a flip? Anyway, does a flip in the air, crumples to the ground, knocked his shoes off. Took him a couple of seconds, but I mean, he just sprawled up like a zombie.
You're getting hit on a dead stop. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
So, well, I mean, you're not going the same way, inertia-wise, as the car.
Sure.
So, like, when you watch a video of a guy in a motorcycle wreck, right? And he just starts tumbling down the road. Then he pops up, and you're like, how the hell did he do that? Well, right. You're kind of going that direction. You know what I mean? That helps a little.
Sure.
Once you just get broadsided and flipped up in the air, man, it's like circus crap.
It is. But it's
all insane. That's just adrenaline allowing you. I mean, we've all done it with certain injuries.
And then you just, like, you know,
yeah.
15 feet away, you go, oh, God, crumble to the ground.
But I wasn't hit by a car.
That one, your arm was pretty good.
Which one?
Where you, like, put your arm through the door just by mistake, and then you're just like, oh, man, that's a lot of blood.
Well, no, it went like this. My arm went through the glass of the door. I pulled my arm back. Apparently, that's what cut the arm, but it cut an artery, all right? So it didn't even hurt at the time. I threw my hand, and by at the time, I mean for about 4 seconds, but I threw my hand over it, and I went to pee because I'm thinking I have to have cut my arm, and dude, it's like a horror movie. I didn't realize your artery shot blood that hard. I mean, it blew out of my arm, and I remember it hitting the ceiling. These were 13-foot ceilings, and it hit it with authority, and then it went something like this. I think someone should call 911.
I mean, it's the same thing when I fell off that balcony. Like, I don't know how it concussed me. Like, talk my way back into my own building.
I can't believe anyone let your ass back in that building.
Yeah, but right. And then I remember waking up in the middle of the night and splitting my chin open, but same thing. It's like, ah, oh, this is be fine.
Right.
I'm just drunk.
Okay.
What were you not expecting to see that day? 206-421-ROCK.
Damn you, Captain Morgan.
Hello, Diane. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Hola.
So, Diane, what were you not expecting to see that day?
I was at work about 15 years ago, worked in a lab in downtown Seattle, and saw a brain in a bucket.
Like a mop bucket or in a place?
Like a helmet.
That it should be.
No. It was a specimen bucket. They asked if any of the lab assistants wanted to stay after work to help the pathology assistant dissect something, and I volunteered, and they... open this bucket, and there was a brain in it.
So they didn't tell you what it is you'll be dissecting, just if you want to dissect something.
Yeah. What did you think about your brain? How does it look?
It looks pretty much like you would think it would.
Did you poke it with your finger or anything? Like, what is it? If you were to pick it up, does it feel like a wet Nerf football or what?
I didn't actually pick it up. The pathology assistant did, but it's kind of squishy and big and heavy, and yeah, they didn't tell me that.
You're talking about the brain, right?
Yeah, the brain.
Ah, okay.
And they didn't tell me that when we were going to dissect this, the reason they were doing it was because the person who had passed away, they suspected they had mad cow disease.
Oh.
So we had to, like, put on these freaky hazmat suit things and... Yeah, in case you got splashed.
No, wait, they don't tell you any of this at the time they ask for volunteers. They wait until you are physically present?
Yeah, they would.
Okay.
They ask, and then you say yes, and then they go, okay, and then you, you know, oh, so, go put this suit on, and I'm like, what the heck is going on?
Let me ask you this. You're worried about getting infected, right? So are you trying to tell me that the disease itself can live outside of a body that is not alive?
I'm not a doctor. I don't know that. I just know I had to put a hazmat suit on.
Right. I'm just trying to think, like, there's a dead log, you know what I mean, by this cow. Now the dead log's got freaking mad cow disease because it was close contact with it.
But see, here's the thing.
Yeah, I think only the tissue has it, but I think that...
Yeah, but that's all you have
to say. Any kind of fluid that can go, like, in your eye or in your mouth.
It's got it.
Up your nose.
Yeah, okay. But all you have to say is, I'm not sure. Then I'm going to put on the suit.
Right.
You know, well,
I'm just trying to figure it out.
If you're not 100% on this, I'm going to go ahead and put that suit on.
But I guess a virus or a disease could live on a non-living orgasm. Could be on a cat.
Orgasm?
Like COVID.
Orgasm.
Organism?
Organism.
So organism.
Orgasm?
You said orgasm.
Oh, sweet.
Where's your brain?
I know.
Oh, man.
I want to get that.
He's got dementia.
Got dementia. Right. So when you dissect this brain that has mad cow's disease, when you look at the inside of this brain, is it obvious that there's been some trauma to this, or do you have to really be a scientist to know?
I think you really have to be a scientist. Because to me, it just, you know.
It still looks normal.
I don't even know what they were looking for, but it didn't look, the sections didn't look different to me.
Okay. If I die by mad cow disease, don't tell anybody.
Oh, I'm telling everybody.
I think I'd be the weirdest one. That'd be the weirdest one to...
I'm going
to
tell people that's how you died, no matter how you die.
Mm-hmm.
Mad cow disease.
How did he get mad cow disease?
You know how.
Okay.
Remember when he said orgasm?
What were you not expecting to see that day? 206-421 Rob.
God, man. I would just think you ate a bad piece of beef. I wouldn't think you had relations with a cow.
Oh. Yeah, okay. Well, I got to come up with something else. Because I want you to think you had relations with a cow. Hello, Shad. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
I'm assuming you guys are still doing good from the last caller.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
We can't spread it.
So about 15 years ago, I was stationed down in San Diego and wasn't making a whole lot of money, but the San Diego was free for active service. Me and my ex decided we're going to go to the zoo. Me being the 21-year-old guy I am with zero maturity like now, I kept joking about wanting to see monkeys throwing poo at each other. She kept telling me to knock it off. So we get there and we're walking around and we go by the hippo exhibit. I don't know if you guys have ever seen the hippos at Woodland Park. They don't do much.
No,
and,
they really don't.
This thing was in the underwater viewing thing, and it was going back and forth and rolling around, and there was a whole bunch of little kids following it. I'm like, damn, that's pretty cool. Hippo's doing stuff. Then the hippo takes his ass, shoves it right against the window. Big animals take big dookies, boys. All the kids go, oh, it's mooning us, and it let go.
I'll tell you what, it asked the kids.
Lots of fiber.
Did it spin its tail like it does in the videos?
It does. And it got it on the glass and in the water, and on the glass and in the water.
Well, that's where they got to go. Yeah. They live there.
Yeah.
So they clear it off.
Me and my ex, we are on the ground laughing. I am trying to take a picture on my old phone. I can't concentrate. I don't think it can get any better. The smell hits.
Oh,
man. And when one kid went, the rest were like dominoes.
So everyone's just puking now?
Yes, sir.
You know how happy that hippo is?
Oh, my God, dude. I have never cried so hard from laughing. So I'm ready to go home. I'm like, we're done. This day is not going to get any better.
Yeah.
She goes, nope, we're here. We're going to continue on. Guys, it did get a little better. I'm walking around, and we finally make it to the monkey exhibit. And mind you, the monkey poo jokes got worse after the hippo.
Of course.
And I'm laughing and joking, and we're in, and we're looking at the gorillas, and one of them had its back against the glass, and then there was another one across with his back against the concrete. Well, the one up against the glass, I'm acting like I'm picking bugs off the back and stuff. Some lady comes up, and she goes, hey, they don't like it when you do that. I'm like, hey, don't worry, I'm not tapping the glass. She goes, well, it's still harassing them. And I go, I don't know about that. And we both kind of looked up, and the gorilla sitting across from us stares at her dead in the eyes, moves his butt up a little, comes out with a fresh steamer in his hand, looks at her square in the eyes, and pops it in his mouth and chews it.
Oh!
Oh! Wow! I just wanted to do driving for about 15 years, guys. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. That should be part of, like, the VIP package.
What is going on at the San Diego Zoo, man? God damn.
Supposed to be one of the nicest zoos in the country.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. And now I'm hearing a firsthand account that, for me, says maybe that is not true. I did see a shark poop once. We're at the National Aquarium of Baltimore. It's one of the few spectacular things that are actually in the city of Baltimore. And this was a big-ass shark. It was like 10 feet, I don't know. But it's swimming around. Me and my buddy are about 15 years old. It snapped at us once because he was tapping on the glass. And it went around like three times, right? And it just kind of snapped. I remember that scared the living hell out of me. There's no way it could get out. Anyway, it's swimming. And as you walk through this aquarium, you're constantly descending. So as we got lower, the shark is now kind of swimming above us. And he goes up and... I didn't even realize where a shark's anus was, but this thing suddenly just pops open, right? You're like, what is that? And it looks like this massive ribbon, kind of like a see-through ribbon, if you know what I mean. It was.
All right.
I cannot get the image out of my head. It wasn't as gross as the hippo crap or gorilla eating stuff or any of that.
It didn't look like what a fish makes in a tank?
No.
Like a little string that comes out?
Yeah, but it was bigger, man. I mean, this thing probably about a foot wide.
Wow.
Flat. But it never really broke off, so it looked, I don't know.
So did the other fish come and eat it?
I don't remember that. I would think I'd remember that. I don't,
sometimes
why are you
just
asking
dissipates.
Me that?
Like, I don't think anything eats my poo, I just flush it.
Well, you don't know that.
I mean, what if you get into the sewer, rats right. in the sewer?
Yeah, right? Oh man. Ted ate well last night. Look at that, whole chicken.
You might have a whole nest of rats live directly under your place.
He doesn't chew very well. I'm taking half of it.
Oh man, I'm watching a gray white poop. It looks like, like skid, like dust from a sweet tart. It's like lime green.
They need that on a nature documentary.
Look at it, like dust from a sweet tart.
There's been some sweet tarts around.
Jesus.
Sadly, you're right.
What were you not expecting to see that day? 206-421-ROCK.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The men's room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
39-year-old woman named Amber Gormley and her 30-year-old boyfriend named Sean McClellan were driving in Largo, Florida on Saturday afternoon when apparently they both got a little randy. So they pulled over to the side of the road, got out of the car, and started going at it right there. 2:45 in broad daylight next to a busy road with lots of cars driving by. Cops say they got, quote, many calls from many drivers about what was happening. Both Amber and Sean were both arrested for felony, lewd, and lascivious exhibition.
Felony? Wow.
Both of them had criminal records. Amber for everything from theft to drug possession to obstruction, and Sean for shoplifting kitty litter and peppermint tea from Walmart.
Wait. You shoplift a kit man. I'm not surprised he's the guy that got busted having sex. I would not call the cops because I saw someone having sex in public. I mean, unless they're like outside of a school or something. But if I'm driving by, I'm like, all right, man, you do you.
What were you not expecting to see that day? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Elliot. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I must have been older than six, right? And I'm in daycare. the daycare ladies had put the toddlers down for bed, and I had to go to the bathroom. So I walk up to the door, I open it, and on the other side of the door, just complete nudity. Like, one of the finest daycare ladies I've ever had was completely nude right in front of me.
Why was she naked?
To this day, I still don't know the answer to that question. I'm sure it must have been for a very good reason, but, like, I'm at that age where you start to kind of, like, discern, like, who's attractive and who's not, and she was definitely attractive.
Okay. Oh! Life-changing.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was a good day at daycare, then?
Oh, yeah. It just went down in infamy, for sure.
Now, is it one of those things you shared with your parents, or did that internal voice tell you not to bring it up?
It's one of those things I definitely never shared with my parents.
Yeah, but it's very exciting as a young boy to see, like, a real-life boob.
It's exciting as a 51-year-old man.
Yeah.
You know, it is. Once you recognize that it's exciting,
it you tell all your friends.
It stays exciting. Like, it never stops being exciting.
Oh, no.
You know, the first time is different because it doesn't have... It's like getting on a roller coaster. Like, oh, I've been on this roller coaster before. I would like to get back on this roller coaster. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh, it's fun. It's fun the second time.
You're always happy to see a
boob. It's fun the third time. Matter of fact, I rode that thing six times in
one day. You never say, you know what, just leave your shirt on because I've seen boobs. Eh. Like, no, please.
This is the best ride here.
Yes. I want to ride it again.
What were you not expecting to see that day? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, thank you, man. We appreciate it.
Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. So I don't know if you guys are familiar with Meowm or anything, but I was in the dollar store out there, and I saw this old man shopping in there and tip up and into him. But by the time I left, I was on my bike, and I left the dollar store to go to the light to turn left, and I saw the old man crossing the street. Well, as it was his turn across the street, I see another older woman about in her 80s and a Camry just plow right into him.
Ooh.
He was crossing the street, up and over the car, land down on the pavement behind him, and the woman took about a half a block to stop. So, guy's all right, just all scratched up, but he didn't remember what was happening.
I bet not. How about the woman? Did she get out of the car, come back? Are you okay? Anything?
Well, like I said, it took her about a half a block to stop because of her reaction time. So, she eventually got to the side of the road, came to a slow halt, and barely got out of her car. And plenty of people saw it, and me being on the bike, I was able to navigate myself in between a couple cars, got off to the side of the right, got off, helped the guy up off the ground, and some people were at the stoplight, pointing, saying his belongings were over here, over there, went over, grabbed them, helped them to the side of the road, and cars continued on, but ambulance showed up, cops showed up. Just to make sure the guy was
probably
all right.
A good idea to go get checked out.
Did you have to give a statement, or did you just leave it to him?
The statement, and there was a couple other people too that were, on the side of the road that watched it all happen. Right of way. He had the right of way, and she just blew through the red light.
Was it like slow motion?
Oh yeah, by far.
It's weird how that happens. Mm-hmm. Something that happens that quick.
You see it happening. Right. It's like, oh, God.
Like, oh, no. Oh, no.
What were you not expecting to see that day? 206-421-ROCK.
Since the guy was okay, I was going to say, like, was a statement to the police like, oh, he got rocked.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you.
It was brutal.
Bow. I was like when people add their own sound effects to an official statement. So he was crossing the street, and they said, pow! And he went up in the air, and he hit the ground like, boom, you don't. Like, sir, just, we don't need it.
They always do well virally.
Right.
You know?
Do you ever do that with sports, too? Like, you're watching football. Somebody lays a good hit on somebody, right? You can hear it.
Oh, yeah.
But I still feel the need to yell, boom!
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Bam!
That's why, you know, like, it'd be good to have some exciting color commentators. Yeah. People are just more fans. Instead of being all analytical, like, oh, God!
Damn! Dude, breathe! $5 says he's getting carted off.
But the pads pop, boys.
If he gets up in 30 seconds, I'll owe you a dollar.
You know what? That would make it interesting.
Right.
Prop bet. Go to DraftKings now. Right.
What time were you not expecting to see that day? 206-421-ROCK.
Hey, if you could do it real time, I would. Like,
yeah.
Homie ain't getting up. Hello, Mary. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
So I picked up my kids and other kids from carpool coming home on southbound on East Lake Sammamish one day, and up ahead there's a mama duck crossing East Lake Sammamish with about a dozen little baby, tiny baby ducklings behind it. And that, you know, that's a big busy road, two lanes in each direction.
I don't like where this is going.
I know.
Yeah, so the northbound traffic, they're slowing down too. We're all slowing down. But just when I'm meeting the northbound traffic and the ducks are on the other side of the street, out of my harm's way, I look, and this car that I thought was slowing down kept on going, just plowed right over them.
Oh, oh no.
Oh, my God, my young daughter and I looked at each other. We're like, oh, my God, what just happened?
How old was your daughter?
She started to cry.
Oh, no.
Maybe 13, 14.
Yeah, that is, I mean, look, when we ran over a squirrel, I just lied to my daughter straight up. I mean,
the good news, there's no shortage of ducks. You know, it's like, that's not like you ran over a family of bald eagles.
Right.
You know? Oh, God. Or something like that, you know?
Family.
Yeah, well, we had to look for the stains in the road on the way to school the next day, too, you know?
Was that your idea or hers?
When I hit that family of grouse, it was like Tetsu. It was like Starburst. It was just like a poof and pink.
Right. Just,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. There's plenty of ducks. You still just don't want to see
it. You feel bad.
Especially for the kids.
I mean, it's an old lady. Like, there's 7 billion people in the world, and it's this one guy. Like, it doesn't make it better.
Yeah, not when you're responsible.
No, that's the difference.
What were you not expecting to see that day? 206-421-ROCK.
And you're not trying to. You're not like,
right.
You're not like hunting an animal that you're going to eat later or blah, blah, blah. Like, you're just driving along, and you killed some animals.
Pow. I mean, think about it. If you went bear hunting and you got a bear, you're proud of yourself. You're driving a semi, hit a bear, you feel bad.
Yeah.
Right? You saw what? It was on a semi, hit a bear or something? So it was stuck in the grill?
Yeah, it was insane.
Like you said that, looked at Miles and I were like, right?
Well, I never saw
Yeah.
No, I've never seen that much blood on the interstate. It was like, it was this trail and it slowly went off to the side of the road. Then there's an 18-wheeler with its hazard lights on. This is like 2 o'clock.
So you didn't see it hit.
No, this is like 2 o'clock in the morning. I came up on this. I passed him. He was outside of his cab. So I go, 125 yards past him.
Right.
Again, there's no one on the road. So I stick it in reverse and back all the way back up. And he's checking it out. This bear is in the grill. Like, this was one of the 18-wheelers that had like a really nice front grill on it.
Had, yes.
Yeah. And the bear was stuck in it, and its head was hanging out. There's steam coming off the bear. His tongue is out. You don't have any idea how big a bear head is.
No,
I
don't.
It's huge. It's like you put, if you could draw a big circle with your arms over your head. Like, a bear head's that big, you know?
And it was stuck in the grill.
Oh, yeah.
And then what do you, I mean, like, you can't really help. I mean, like, you want me to help?
He was just on the phone like, yeah, man, I need a truck. Somebody give me a tow truck. Get me out of here.
Damn.
It's 2:30 in the morning. It started to snow. I was like, oh, man, this is going to suck. What were you not expecting to see that day? 206-421-ROCK. No. And I'm a...
Cool. Hey, Ken, welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I'm the one that texted earlier about running into my math teacher at the L.A. Zoo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But to go along with that, I have another orangutan story. This one... In college, we're at a science class. We're going to go to the Woodland Park Zoo. We're making our way through there, and we end up with the orangutans. We're like, ah, cool, watching them. And the male in there, just for whatever reason, he just grabs one of the females by the arm and is just slinging her around. I mean, he's just...
A worker or somebody who's there as a visitor?
Oh, no.
Another orangutan.
Another orangutan.
Male orangutan has one of the females.
Does he seem angry? Is this fun for him? What was the sense you got?
He seems like he has he's a man on a mission and she's going with him. It doesn't matter what.
Okay.
Like, man, that's getting really aggressive. And then he proceeds to slam her back up against the plexiglass, put his head between her legs, and that's when we decided they needed alone time.
Oh,
wow.
Jesus,
yeah,
that's awful. which part's awful?
The whole thing.
I mean, it's, I just hope it was consensual enough, but,
It doesn't sound like
that works in the wild like that.
Yeah, I'm not too convinced on that, and needless to say, my wife was the big, big animal lover. She was not thrilled with that interaction.
You'll never do that to me. Good God. Yeah, you're an animal lover until you see that, right?
Wow. Oh, gosh. I can't imagine seeing that at the zoo.
Oh, my God. What are we witnessing? That, you know what that tells me? I hope an orangutan never finds me attractive. Ever. Think about King Kong, like, ooh, I like that blonde woman. Like, hey, lady, sir, you should go. I have really bad news. He likes you. Orangutans, bro.
I will say this, and I've told the story, but on Chincoteague Island, they swim those ponies across the channel.
Yeah.
And they have a little roundup in the town for like 3 weeks, right? There's a festival. It might only be a week. I take that back. They sell off some of the ponies, blah, blah, blah. But every time we went down there, the horses were fine. Every time my mom went down, those horses started getting it on.
Hey, no ladies back here. Yeah.
Every time she said, looks like one's trying to get out.
Yeah.
That's not why he's on her back.
What were you not expecting to see that day? 206-421-ROCK.
Was she trying to convince you, or that's what she was thinking?
She legit said it, right? So this, we were there for 4 days. So this happened 3 days in a row.
He's trying to get out.
And then the fourth day, they've swam the horses back over to the barrier islands. You can drive over there. And people just kind of stop on the side of the road. It's like a reserve.
Sure.
And people will stop, and you know that there's horses out there. And again, I ask you not. We get out of the car, we're looking at the horses, and there goes one, just mounting another one. And like the people next to us are like, we come here every year, I've never seen a mate. Really? Like, well, you don't know what the effect my mom has on these crazy horses.
A weird pheromone.
I know, like, don't go look at a horse with my mom.
Do not take her to the track.
You should try that. Take her to the track, see what happens.
All the horses. Well, aren't those,
is there any dudes at the track? I thought they were all mares.
I don't know. You'll find out.
I'm just saying mares. I'm not positive.
I don't either.
Isn't it the age? Fillies are what, 2 years older, younger, something like that? I don't know how it works. But
I guess you're right. Secretariat retired to stud. He probably had a...
I'm going to go. If you're studding, there's your answer.
Sorry, horse people.
He was the worst stud ever. He had a vagina.
What were you not expecting to see that day? 206-421-ROCK. Egg donor.
Nature finds a way.
Hello, Diane. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola.
So I was stopping in Safeway one day, and there's a gentleman in front of me, an older gentleman, and he's a black gentleman, and his pants, his sweats are like the same color that he is. And I'm behind him, and when your mind doesn't flip something right, and I'm looking at something that just isn't right. And I realized that his pants are down to his thighs, and he has a big wad of toilet paper like a Playboy bunny tail between his butt cheeks.
What? Where are you? Okay.
My mind didn't comprehend for a minute. When it did, I was like, oh, this is, no.
Where were you again?
Safeway on
Safeway, of course.
On Market and 15th. That's a weird store. I could probably tell you more stories about that store.
I know that Safeway.
I know that Safeway too. I've never seen that. You're right. It takes your brain. Get your brain.
You got to miss out on it. And then I let him go in front of me, which I'm like, why am I? But there were like kids and stuff around, and
after
I wanted
you?
Him out of there. And the guy, the cashier goes, yeah, he's not supposed to be in here. I'm like, just ring him up and get him out.
What was he buying?
Do you think I was looking at what he was buying?
I don't check out that hot butt with the toilet paper coming out.
I'm interested in what he was buying,
yeah,
too.
I know.
I'm really like, what does that guy
a
need?
Plunger? I don't know. I
don't. Jesus.
What if he was just that stoned?
Yeah.
That stoned? Bro, we've all been really stoned.
Like, what kind of Hungry Man dinner is that?
Yeah.
Is that
I would have been.
Is that boar's head mustard?
What is that?
Oh, by the way, you got TP in your butt crack.
Yeah.
But
is right, that cotton ale?
That's what I would have done. Talked about his order a little bit. Like, hey, by the way, brother, you
would you let him go in front?
Your pants are down.
I wouldn't let him go in front of me.
No, I don't want to look at that.
Yeah, exactly.
I would not. In fact, if their kids are on, I'd be like, look at this.
That's your dude.
Ridiculous.
You think hot sauce is needed right now? Do you?
I can tell you it's not.
What were you not expecting to see that day? 206-421-ROCK.
Why don't you go get a fight? Why don't you go wrestle down some Pepto, all right?
Yeah, I don't think you need right now. I don't know you. It's a guess. Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. So I moved to Boise, Idaho, I don't know, a long time ago. And I was looking for a new karaoke bar. So somebody told me about a dive bar that had karaoke. I go in there, and there's an old man, when I walk in, with like a leather pirate hat on, an eye patch, and a live parrot on his shoulder.
Oh, boy.
And top it off, he had an actual wooden peg leg. Oh, they called him Pirate Pete.
Okay. I'm sure he's famous in the area.
Oh, the guy with the peg leg?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Well, I mean, he is full-on pirate. Everything. The parrot, the eye patch, the real wooden leg. But he was a regular there. He's there every day with his bird.
Do you think
crap to you?
Do you think he's the type of dude who lost the leg, got a wooden leg, and then at that point decided to go full pirate? You know what I mean?
I never asked him.
Did he do karaoke? Because I'm back to what songs is this song?
All right, what kinds of songs was
I did it my way?
Yeah,
thank you very much.
That's exactly what he's singing. Right. You know it.
Oh yeah, he sang a bunch of songs, and his parrot would even do like lines from certain songs. And
I don't know why that makes me angry.
Do you think that guy got laid?
Do you know?
No.
Okay.
No. No. I would think that he did. Oh, hey, Ted, we have an update on our horse questions.
Okay, all right.
Fillies are young girls. Colts are young, intact males. Geldings are not intact males, but they don't tend to race geldings. It's a breeding thing. Most male race horses are geldings, neutered.
Hmm. Huh.
Now we know.
Okay.
I know something, anyway. Because they have the different races, like two-year-olds, three-year-olds, all that kind of crap.
Yeah.
What were you not expecting to see that day? 206-421-ROCK.
I always hope that meant what?
I don't want to ask another horse.
Just ask it, because it'll get answered.
Dude, like, if the horse is normal, like, he's got his thing on there, do they cinch it up, like, before the race? It's not just...
Ooh, you know, it's not a bad question, right?
Because you don't really notice that.
Well, people say you're hung like a horse for a reason, so...
They tape it to the inside leg.
Just like me.
I'm dead serious, do they?
No, that you're right, because otherwise you'd watch horse racing and be distracted, but like, oh my God, look, you know, I mean, you wouldn't not stare at that the whole race.
That's the thinking this out
look
loud.
At that thing.
Like, I've never seen one.
Do you like Velcro it up to the belly? I don't know.
Down the stretch they come.
A way to attach it to the saddle.
Wow.
I mean, that's a good
His
question,
penis beat himself right. by a link. His penis crossed the line technically first. Yeah, jockey's beating him with
it. He's running real fast.
Zap.
Hello, Dakota. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I went to Vegas for my 21st birthday, and I'm pretty much always a poker player, but I was having bad luck at the table, so I decided to sit down and play blackjack. And I'm sitting there for probably 30 minutes. The same people are at the table, not really paying any attention because I just lost a lot of money. And the guy next to me starts talking to me, and I realize it's Henry Winkler.
You're sitting next to the Fonz?
That's weird.
Yeah, just completely random at the Venetian sitting there. And, yeah, he's sitting right next to me. Tell him I'm there for my 21st. Really nice guy. You know, threw me a $100 chip for my birthday, and yeah, it was definitely was not expecting that, but it was.
You know what you've just done? If anyone ever bumps into Henry Winkler now in Vegas, say, "Hey, man, I'm down here for my birthday," and you score an easy $100 from him.
Come on, Fonz!
I can't believe how many birthdays it is.
What were you not expecting to see that day? 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.